Did I hear an amen? Now, listen, we're not talking about those who are looking for jobs. We are saying that not even those who are giving out jobs, but those who are now giving out jobs packaging, what you call industries. You will be so blessed. Listen to me. Once your child is born, he's made.
Amen.
I said, once your child is born, he or she is what?
Made.
That's what God will do. Listen, in this generation, for those who have attended to his word.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. In fact, Isaiah, you open this one scripture. Which scripture is that? Isaiah 56. Okay, quickly, let's read it. I want to show you something. He said, the man with an evil eye runs after money. That's what Solomon said. And he does not understand that poverty will come upon him. You know what that tells you? The man who prosperity comes upon, he's not running after money. He just has a righteous eye and is doing the will of God. That's what it means. He said, the man with an evil eye runs after wealth, but does not understand that it's poverty that will come upon him. Let's quickly read Isaiah chapter 56. That is, what comes upon a man, you know I said that before, is not that which he's looking for. Let me please, I'll read this and let me just explain that again. Listen to this. It is not what you are looking for in life that comes upon you. I said, when Jesus said, be it unto you according to your faith, there's a principle there which is deeper from what we all think. That woman could not have had faith in the cloth of Herod. Say, if I may but touch the hem of Herod's garment, I shall be made. In fact, forget Herod. She said he was a fox, right? That's what Jesus said, not me. Let's even talk about the holy and righteous man, John the Baptist. If I may but touch the goat skin of John the Baptist, or eat the remnant locust and wild honey that he was eating, I shall be made whole. When you get there, touch his goat skin, John the Baptist first drag him back from your hand and say, what's in the fine? Says, sir, I just believe I touch this thing, I shall be made whole. You know what John the Baptist have told you? There is one mightier than I. Just be patient. He will soon come. That's what he used to do. What am I saying? When we say, be it unto you according to your faith, you must believe that which is right. What Jesus was saying in effect is simple. Every belief pattern, every thought pattern in life has natural now being spiritual, right? Consequences. Whatever God has joined together, nobody can put asunder. If a man goes for the baptism of John and believes that if I touch the hem of Jesus' garment, I shall be made whole, the consequence is wholeness all over. But if he said that, I will go and touch the hem of Herod's garment, it is worsening of the condition. That's what is tied to it. What am I saying? There's a pattern of life that we choose, and it's tied to breakthrough. People think that blessing, all right, increase, abundance, is tied to conceiving it. I've told you before, that thing is not Christianity. So you will sit down and you begin to conceive it. Now, I'm not saying it's wrong, or it's evil. You should think about whatever things are good. You should think about those things. But Christianity is this, that even that which you have not reached for, God said, those who did not reach out to me, I revealed myself to them. That's what God does. That is, what I do is that, let me just say this to you, you will understand. The Bible never gave us the impression, I don't believe it did, that David conceived being a king in Israel. No. But we know he conceived being a good shepherd. Yes. It was so important to him. It was like Jesus Christ said, Father, see, all the ones you gave to me, I didn't lose one. If indeed that was the picture that David was supposed to be, all right, of the forthcoming king, Jesus Christ, then what does that tell you? Of the sheep that were committed into his hand, he too, it was important to him that he did not lose one. That was why the day the lion came. He said, this man, you want to spoil my commitment. He went after the lion and said, what's wrong with you? Give me my sheep back. He was so overwhelmed. He wasn't conceiving being king in Israel. Are you getting my point? He was conceiving being an exceedingly good king over his sheep. Same principle, Jacob. Jacob told Laban, the ones that the animals stole, I never reported them to you. I replaced them without discussing it with you. And that's what Jacob said. There's a pattern of life. a lifestyle, a thought pattern, a belief system, all right, that is tied. So be it unto you according to your faith. If you've believed the particular system and you're working by a particular system, all right, that produces abundance, whether you think about or machinate towards abundance is irrelevant. It will come to you. Are you getting my point? That's the way it is. So believers, what do? We give attention to the word of God and seek his righteousness. And listen to me. Everything beyond that which you have imagined, all right, they will be revealed in your life. That's the way God works. Listen, if you don't have the capacity to conceive businesses in billions of dollars, don't worry about it. Do you hear what I said? Don't go and give yourself unnecessary headache. Say, Pastor, say, if we can't think in billions of dollars, we'll never see billions of dollars. It's not true. What I mean by it's not true is this. The day you need to think in billions of dollars so you can see it, God will bring the thought of billions of dollars to your head and then you will see it the following day. No, that's the way it works. So what do? If your business right now is one single shop located somewhere on Zeke Avenue, maybe you make clothes or whatever it is, total investment, asset, everything put together is 185,220 naira. Don't worry. Just occupy with this until I come. Just make sure that not one naira is missing. Don't bury it for safety reasons. You know, kind of say no, never can tell. What if fire burns? He says, a sluggard says, I can't go out. I may be consumed in the street. There's a lion outside. That's a thought pattern that tends towards poverty. Extreme security consciousness. Never invest. You may lose your money. You know, I keep on quoting Robert Kiyosaki. Kiyosaki said, there are many poor men that have never lost a dime, but there's no rich man that's ever lost money. You know what I'm saying? So you're not going for extreme security. You just want to be diligent as much as possible. Listen, if you're obeying the word of God as you are doing that, a day will come, God will give you ideas of hundreds of millions. You'll put it in your head. Listen, God will give you concepts that to execute them, it will take much more money than you have ever seen. Then one day he will bring a man to you who has much more money than he has ever seen and does not know what to do with it. And I say, look at this idea. And he will buy the idea, and that's it. Business is born. What am I saying? Don't worry. There's a power of the blessing of God that's hanging on your head. Do you follow my point? And what it is doing is bringing forth God's promise and his abundance into your life. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
And let me tell you again, it is not possible that you will be disappointed.
Amen.
Listen to me, it will not happen one day that you will look back and say, my friends who did not follow the word of God, all right, they were smart and I was foolish. It will never happen.
Amen.
Listen to me, it will never happen. For God, it is so crucial that it does not happen, that he will resign from being God if it happens. Nobody will hopefully wait for him, and the person will put to shame. What kind of madness? Listen, if God needs to remove the president of a country to prosper only you, who hopefully waited for him, he will. You must understand that with God, my promise is crucial. No. Generations after must never say he waited for God. And where was he? Listen, I've told you, there's a prayer that Jesus prayed. It's not David. It's Jesus that prayed it. He said, Lord, let me not be ashamed. And let not my enemies triumph, that is, rejoice, exult over me. And God said, amen. I don't know what I get my point. That was a prayer of Jesus Christ, and it has been answered. You hear what I said? That was a prayer of Jesus Christ, and it has been answered. Listen, you will not be ashamed.
Amen.
Listen, anybody who prospered because of iniquity, listen to me, and laughs at you, weep for that person. There are people that God mark to make an example. Oh, I wish you would get my point. If a man, because he's rich, looks at me and say, you'll be preacher, I'll go slap you. I will curse him on the spot. that your children will beg. Not when you have died, in your lifetime. If you think you are rich and because of that you threaten to slap me, I will look at you and shake my head. That if your children are not believers, they are all beggars. And they will beg that you might eat. Now walk away. Kind of insult. He said, listen. Elisha prophesied, one man laughed. Elisha said, you're crazy. Okay. It don't go better for you. That was the end of it, though. You know, seeing a small cause where the guy cause him. You see, when you look at you think it was a prophetic. No. God, I don't think God revealed to Elisha that the guy will die. Elisha talked. The guy is snickered and like. Elisha said, what is funny? He said, Baba prophet, have you ever heard of Alzheimer's disease? Dementia. Pastor, you don't get old. Elisha said, me. My latter life, I know better for you. That was the end of it. I prophesied and you laughed. Bishop Oyedepo said, no word from God ever leaves anybody the same. It's either it is lifting you up or it is bringing you down. That man, the world brought him down. And God said, so that generations after we know the kind of person I am, I want you to see it. And he saw the fulfillment of it, yet he suffered the judgment. They trampled him to death. Death is not an accident. Oh, let me prophesy to you again. You won't die now. You have believed God. You have attended to his word. Listen to me. You will not die now.
Amen.
Not in this season. I say you won't die now.
Amen.
Let all the assassins that Nigeria has ever seen and the ones that the mafia in America used, God come together, you will not die now.
Amen.
The Bible says that their arrows will enter only their own hearts. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let me say to you again, you won't die now.
Amen.
In peace, you will lie down and sleep.
Amen.
Because the Lord alone will make you dwell in safety. In your going out and in your coming in, he will be with you.
Amen.
In your going out and in your coming in, he will be with you.
Amen.
If you travel through dangerous grounds, he will sustain you.
Amen.
Listen to me, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. Listen, none will come near you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thus it is with everyone who attends to the word of God. He said you will be fruitful in your season.
Amen.
Listen, you will not die before your season. Let me say it to you again. You won't die before your season.
Amen.
You will not die before your season.
Amen.
You will be alive so that the word of God will be confirmed. That the one who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, who does not sit in the seat of the wicked, the man who does not interact with the sinful, who does not take the word of unbelievers as superior to the word of God, who has forsaken the world and held on to the word of God, the prophecy, the promise of God is that he will bring forth fruit in his season.
Amen.
So that word might be fulfilled, you will not die now.
Amen.
You will not only be fruitful in your season, you will see your children's children.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Listen, because of you, God will put a stop to every evil that's on this earth.
Amen.
Let me say it again. I said, because of you. God will say to kidnapping in Abia State, thus far and no further.
Amen.
He said, you are the salt of the earth. God will look and say, can no hear me? No more riots in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because of you, listen, everywhere you step into, God will cause peace to reign there.
Amen.
Listen, let me tell you something. If you see disturbance anywhere, don't be worried. God is trying to locate you into the center of your own peace. Don't be disturbed. There are times they contend over wealth. Isaac will say, okay, leave it for them, let's go. Then finally, he said, the Lord has given us space. God was leading him to a particular spot. Are you getting my point? Listen, peace be unto you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The word peace is not just about there's no noise around. It's the Hebrew man, they didn't have a different word for peace and one for prosperity. It's the same word, shalom. Increase, peace, tranquility, peace of mind. That is your portion in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because you have held on to God's word in the time of trouble. Let's read that scripture. Isaiah chapter what? Isaiah chapter 56. Let's just start from verse 1. Where I'm going is actually verse 4 and 5, but I'd like to just read the whole thing. He said, "Thus says the Lord, preserve justice and do righteousness, for my salvation is about to come, and my righteousness to be revealed." It's about to be revealed, he was saying. How blessed is a man who does this, that is, who preserves justice and does righteousness. And the son of man who takes hold of it. In doing that, they keep from profaning the Sabbath. And the fellow keeps his hands from doing any evil. That's verse 2. Now, please listen to verse 3. Let not the foreigner who has joined himself to the Lord say, "The Lord will surely separate me from his people." Neither let the eunuch say, "Behold, I'm a dried tree." Now, please, note my verse 4 here. For thus says the Lord, he said, "To the eunuchs who keep my Sabbaths and choose what pleases me." That's a line I want you to note. "And choose what pleases me and hold fast my covenant." I told you the blessings for the people of the covenant. Listen, he said, "To them I will give in my house and within my walls a memorial and a name," that is, "a heritage better than that of sons and daughters. And I will give them an everlasting name which will not be cut off." Now, who's a eunuch here? A man who says that I am not productive. My natural makeup is that I cannot produce. Who's a eunuch? It's a man who they say that, you know, you're... family, nobody can ever make money. Just go to America and go and sweep gutter. Are you getting what I'm saying? That didn't come out to life with a very good degree. You know, I can't locate a very good job because I don't have a very good degree. That's where a eunuch is. But God says, listen, people pass through things in life. What I want each person to do is to choose that which pleases me. I was into Rabbi Zacharias, all right? I was listening to him again yesterday. So there's a message I've listened to between yesterday and today. And it was describing something. That the most, what should be most important in the life of every, was talking about preachers actually, all right? But applies to every believer. What should be most important for them is that God looks and says, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Are you getting my point? That it appears like in the last 20 years, that's what he said, 20 years. That it is, you know, that the church has decayed to a level that he teaches, you know, Bible school students and all of that. And then when you are teaching them, they want to know, how do I get money? How much do I get paid? Which money? That success in ministry is now counting buildings and counting cars. How many TV stations are we on and all of that? He said, what should be most important to everybody is that God looks at his works and says, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And listen, that's what God is checking. In whatever you do, you want to ensure that he's pleased. I told you before, years ago, that one of the things I learned, God used that one to help me a lot. If I have to make crucial decisions, I say I want to be ensured that God won't say, if God were to show up one day, say, "Banky, what did you do? Why did you do this?" And I say, "This, this, and that." And he says, "But I told you this." That's the one that scares me. I don't know. You get my point? Yeah, that's the one that scares me. So when I want to do something, I want to be sure that there's nothing like God says, "This is what I am saying." That if I do it, I'll know. I have to close my eyes to what he's saying. He said, "This is how I bless people. When they choose that which pleases me." Listen, in life, you make difficult choices sometimes. Just because you want to be sure you are pleasing to God. It will cost you. Let me just give you a blessing so I can close on time. You have made choices. Yeah, let me tell you something. Sometimes you are waiting to make a big choice. They cross your path every day. Sometimes it's between going to watch football and going to hear the word of God preached. Yeah. But God says, if you have made choices just so that I might be pleased, he said, I will give you a name, a memorial, a heritage, better than those who have those things that you say you did not have. I say all the time, those who brag about their degrees only work for those who didn't go to school. Do you hear what I said? Those who brag about their degrees. Are you getting my point? When people brag, say, I have a first class, at the end of the day, no matter how good the jobs are, you will always be working for people. Yes. I told you, Christians, get degree because it's good, not because it's a guarantee of anything. You can brag from now till tomorrow that I have a first class. The men who didn't go to school be giving you a job after. They say, man, you have a first class. Let's give you a job of 5 million naira a month. It's still a job. And you, because of poverty mentality, you'll be bragging. Say, how much do you earn? 500,000. I earn 5 million. You know, because I told you that time to read. You got a second class. I got a first class. So I'm earning 5 million. It's still a job. Yes, you can get fired. They can. One boy you were beating in school all the time will be appointed commissioner and he will sack you. It's still a job. If you like a brag from now to thy kingdom come, it's still a job. But those who are blessed, if they like, they take jobs. If they like, they give jobs. Are you getting my point? No, but if he's fired, it is so that he can refire to a higher level. Because he's blessed. Let me finish my prophecy or my prophesying. You have made sacrifices because of your love for God, so that you may be pleasing to God. Listen to me, you will never be put to shame. Amen. Where people laughed at you and called you foolish, one day they will look back and say, that guy was wise, we did not know. Mm-hmm. Listen, you will become great. And you will wax greater. And you will become exceedingly great in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, you failed here, there. You could not finish school. Which one do you want? God said, I will give you a university so that you will be giving degrees to those who can read. Amen. I will give you a name better, a heritage better, a product better than those who thought they were vital in themselves. It will happen that all those who bragged when you were making your choices, they will come and say, put me in one of the priestly offices that I may eat a piece of bread. That was the judgment that God gave Eli. He said, because you have dishonored me, I will get a new priest for myself, and your descendants will come to that one and beg and say, please just give me an office that I may eat a piece of bread. Because where you were laughed at before, the men who laughed at you, one day, they will come to you and say, give me a job that they might get food to eat. That is a portion of those who make choices that please the Lord. And that is your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Continue to walk in righteousness. Do things because they are pleasing to God. And it will never happen that one day you will look back and you will regret. There may be slow times. There may be temporary trying times. But don't ever forget, our afflictions, they are temporal. And they are working for us an eternal weight of glory. As long as we keep looking to God and his word, things that are not seen, those temporal afflictions that can be seen, they will soon disappear. In the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, God will bless you and he will keep you. Let me summarize it again. God will open doors for you that men said were impossible. Listen, election is coming up. Don't think those who are winning are those who are campaigning. No. God is setting men in offices that his people who have waited for him will be blessed. Amen. Listen, God is setting men in offices that his people who have waited for him, they will be blessed. Amen. Listen, don't worry. God has not forgotten you. What did I say? God has not. He can't. He can't. He's watching over you like the pupil, the apple of his eyes. That's how dear you are to him. I tell God all the time, when I'm praying, once in a while, I said, now look at my children actually. I said, God, if it's only half of the love I have for this boy or this girl, any of my children. If it's only half that you have for me, I'm sorry I ever worry. If it's only half. Now, I know it's not even half. It's more than I'm able to conceive. Say, God, if I just trust you totally and relax, it will not happen. I mean, why won't I help my children and bless them if I have the opportunity and the ability? It's only when we refuse God that we have problems. If you have obeyed him and you are holding on to him, let me tell you, your life is like this in his hands, and nobody can take it away from him. Jesus said, Father, the ones you gave me, I have kept everyone except the one that decided to run away, Judas. If you don't run away from God, he can't lose you. Don't let the world tell you when you should get blessed and when you should get blessed. God has his time. Are you getting my point? They come and say, ah, this person has built a house. He has built a car. Have they written any book called Grace Face Can Be Yours? No. Have they written Choice is Key to Destiny? They have not written Grace to Prosper. They have not written how to work for God. I made a senior lawyer see me one day, almost used his head to touch the ground to shake my hand. Hey, they have not. If you like, build tower. Build Buja Arab. After Buja Arab is going to fall into the ocean. We know. It's a prophetic word. It's going to fall into the ocean. One day, God will look. When I saw the thing built in the center of the sea, I was very happy. So it can tumble. It's going to tumble. How do I know it's going to tumble? Kiss the sun, lest he be angry. And you perish out of the way. Everyone who has stood up to challenge the authority of Christ on this earth must be shattered. And since Buja Arab is the icon of the prosperity of the Islamic countries, then God must bring it down as a sign of judgment. If he didn't want to do it before, I have prophesied it. It's too late for him not to do it. What am I saying? As God is pulling things down, he said that two assignments he gave, well, six assignments actually he gave Jeremiah, but basically into two groups. He said, you will cast down and then you will build. Are you getting my point? He said, God puts down one and then lifts up another. Listen, as God is judging those who are opposing him, you know what he's doing? He's lifting up those who are on his side. Let me declare to you as I close, God will lift you. Amen. I declare to you that you are lifted. Amen. In life, you will not be small. Amen. In life, you will not be small. Amen. In life, you will not be small. Amen. There is something that God wants to bless this earth with. It's in your hands. And it is crucial for him that he lifts you up that you might bless people. He said, nobody lights a light and puts under a bushel, but he puts it on the lampstand that it might shine, that the light might fill the whole room. Your light has come, therefore you will shine. Amen. And if you are going to shine, you must have a platform. Amen. That means God has lifted you up. Amen. Rise to your feet. Just give the Lord thanks. Say, Father, I thank you. Because I know that you have given me a name better than that of sons and daughters, that the things I could naturally produce. Say, Lord, I thank you. Just give him thanks. Thank him like you really want to. He said, you have given me a name better than that of sons and daughters, things I could naturally produce. I thank you because my light has come. Everything that stands against you will fall before you. Every mountain before you will be brought down in the name of Jesus Christ. Every valley will be lifted. An express road will be before you. God will set you on that road and lead into destiny. You don't need human beings. You don't need to beg them. They will come and serve you by themselves. The people that God has called to serve you are on their way. Keep on holding on to God and keep on trusting him. I command favor in your direction. Blessings in your direction. Open doors. Great men will come and ask you for help. Just maintain the wisdom of the Almighty. It will happen that Pharaoh will send for you. Have ideas in your mind. I told you, just think of anything. The Holy Spirit will breathe a thought into you one day. Pharaoh will send for you. Let's say a governor will send for you. A minister will send for you. A vice chancellor will send for you. MDs of great companies, they will send for you. Because of the Spirit of God that's upon you, which has tabernacled inside you because of your obedience to his word. Hear me, you will not fail. I say you will not fail. You are lifted up in the name of Jesus Christ. I said you are lifted in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus. It shall be well with you. In all that you do, you will prosper. As you go out and as you come in, you will be safe. You will not stumble. I said you will not stumble. I said you will not stumble in the name of Jesus Christ. As you move around, declare, all right, I'm a victor. I have overcome. I'm triumphant. Put a smile on your face. Say, I'm protected. When I say there's trouble everywhere, just say, don't come near me. Walk around with confidence because indeed you are the child of a king. I say you are the child of this king. You are the child of the king of the universe. Indeed, he's the master of this universe. And you are his child and he cares for you affectionately. And is watching over you with care. It is well with you. Because you love the Lord, I say it is well with you. Because you have obeyed the word of his servant, I say it is well with you. Because you have taken time out to study God's word, he's about to break forth upon you. I declare that it is well with you. Victory is your portion. Triumph is your portion. Success is your portion. Anything that your heart desires that will be good for you, receive it now in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not fail. I say you will not fail. Shake your neighbor. Say congratulations. You are sitting beside me. Say you know people. Tell the person you know somebody. Surely God's goodness. Oh yeah, prophesy over somebody. Tell the person God's goodness and the mercies will follow you all the days of your life. And it shall be well with you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, arise, shine. Your light has come. Arise, shine. Your light has come. Everywhere you go, light has come to that place. Because you are Christ's light bearer. You are God's light bearer on this earth. Say, God will preserve this nation because of you. As long as you live in that house, it will not collapse.